Thank the Lord for being here one more time. I've been battling with a sickness this week. I know it ain't nothing but the devil to keep me from coming to service or delivering God's word. He'll do that. So as you look into the word of God, there's a lot to look at. But we want to get on the right track here. Let's turn to the 25th, Matthew 25. And we want to look at something here. It says 99% or 100%. What's going to get you to heaven? Which one's going to get you to heaven? The 100% will get you to heaven. 99% will not. You'll be stopped at heaven's gate. 99% don't work. A lot of people say, well, I got this, I did that, and I did that. What did the Lord say? I know you not. Even though you said you did it, you went out and done all these things, I know you not. Yeah. All right, let's go to Matthew. I try not to be too long, but you know how the Word of God is, folks. 25th chapter. And it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now let's look at that. 10 virgins. Huh? Have you ever seen a 99% virgin? No. The 100%. 100%. All right. I told my daughter, my granddaughter, I said, I want to walk you down that aisle 100% virginity. Yes. Save it for your companion. Yes. Young people. All right. All right, and then 5 of them were wise, 100%. And 5 of them were foolish, 99.9, folks. We can't do that. Yes. We have to be 100%. They got themselves in trouble, didn't they? Yes. Amen. I want to borrow some oil from you. I want to borrow some oil from you. No, it's not going to work like that. That it went, and 5 of them were foolish. They that went foolish took their lamps and took no oil. Oil, meaning the Holy Spirit. Yes. We cannot stand before God and don't have the Holy Spirit in us.
That's right.
Go back. You can't enter. Unless you have that 100%, folks.
Yes.
It's going to take God to help each and every one.
Yeah, that's right.
Each and every one. Not only young people, but old people too.
Yes,
if you've just been going along and along and along and don't have that 100%, you'll be lost. Amen. A brother bashes yourself hard. No, it's not. It's the Word of God, folks. They didn't take no oil, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They took the 100%.
Yes.
Wise were.
Yes.
Okay, now. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. You know, sometimes folks say, well, I'm ready to meet the Lord. I'm ready. I believe I'm all set. But when that trumpet blow, clouds crack, it's going to be something in that day, folks. It's going to be something they're going to say, you're not 100%. Depart me. Depart ye from my, ye worker of iniquity. Go, go. You can't come into heaven. There's a little saying that says, I've said it before, but there's a little saying that says, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. It says you'll pass right by the holy gates. Yeah, I've heard that for a long time. So if you're skating along, you're not going to make it to heaven. 100% pure. That's what God is calling for us to be. I'm going to say thank God for touching my body before I go any further. But thank the Lord. 100% pure. Not 99%. All right, let's move on because I got a few scriptures to read. All right, well, the wives took their oil, filled with vessels with oil, and the while the bridegroom's tarried, while he waited around, they all slumbered and slept. They all slumbered. Now, listen now. This is telling you don't know when God's coming back. You know when Jesus is going to crack them clouds. Could be today or tomorrow or next week. But we got to be ready, folks. Yeah. It's time to seek the Lord. Yeah. Time to draw closer to Him. Make sure, get down on your hands and knees, Lord. Fill me full of your Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what it's going to take. And you get that, you can move right along, see? Yeah. Saturate me, Lord. A little bit fall over. Well, somebody else can pick up some. Well, we all can't. We all got to get our own oil. Yes, that's right. I can't get my wife's oil for her, yes. And she can't get her oil to me. That's right. So it puts us in a place, folks, where we got to do it ourselves with the Lord. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. See? That bridegroom. Go ye out to meet him. We don't never know when we're leaving out of here. But God does. Even Jesus don't know. But God himself does. Jesus said, only my heavenly Father knows. It's very, very, very important to take heed to God's word. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto them, the wives, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. It don't work like that. Yes. It can't work like that. Yes. No, it can't work like that. You gotta get up and get your own. Ask God to fill you full of the Holy Spirit. Sanctification. Sanctify me, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Fill my cup up. You heard about the cup this week? Fill my cup up. Full of your Holy Ghost, Lord. We need that. All right, we're gonna move right on. And the devil don't care. His thing is to come, kill, and destroy. Now, let's look. Maybe this is it. Yeah. We want to know about purity today. Purity, what does that mean? A cleansingness. Very clean. Very clean, very pure. Not with filth. No filth in it. It's clean. Our Lord Jesus Christ was clean all the way. Yeah. All right, let's go to Psalms. First chapter. First chapter, Psalms. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is that man. He don't get caught up in any kind of things. He's clean, he's pure before the Lord, and folks will notice. Hey, this man, this brother got the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us. All right, let's read now. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Meditate day and night. We need to do these things. Folks, time is coming to an end. We need to meditate on God more and more, day and night. Get up early in the morning, late at night. Get down on your hands and knees and pray. There's a reason God has that. There's a reason the Lord woke you up for that. So we have to get down and pray and ask God to help us. What is this, Lord? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Now, if he meditates day and night, enemy can't get in there. If he meditates on God's word day and night, it's possible if he sidesteps someplace, but we don't want to see that. Day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Saints, we gotta prosper in the Lord. We must prosper in God. We've got to. That's what we're here for. We gotta prosper in the Lord. He didn't save us for nothing. He saved us so we can prosper for him. Get out, testify, whatever. If you have a family, you got to work with it. I take my children and my grandchildren. These children were given to us by the state. My older daughters got hooked on drugs. And they wanted us to take them. There were six of them. Three of them gone already. But these are the last three here. Yes. And I'm thankful because they want to do right. They don't want to do right. They want to do right. You don't see them slipping out the house, going no place. So we're thankful for that. Yes. All right. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Don't work. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Ungodly will perish, folks. All right. Proverbs 15. All right. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Pleasant words come from God's pure people. Pleasant, nice words. They don't use no bad words. They don't talk about the brother or the sister. Pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubles his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Now, we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes we run upon these things. Yes. People talk like that. But we're not supposed to get caught up in that kind of stuff. I like something Brother Hargrave said. He said, when they go to telling them old bad things, you know, old jokes and things like that, he said he used to just get up and walk away. He says, I don't get it. He said, I'm not in that kind of stuff. So we have to turn from those kind of things and walk away. Now, I have a few more scriptures. Lord, help us. All right. Let me see. I'm going to go back to Proverbs. Proverbs 15. Let's go to 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words serveth anger. Grievous words. You know, when you're talking to somebody and they talk back real hard, the best thing to do is be quiet. Lord, would you just help this individual? Yes. Please, Lord, that they would see themselves, that they would understand the meaning of what it means to be saved. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of the fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Now listen, God's sitting up high and he's looking down low. Yes. He's sitting up on his throne looking down low. He sees, he does not miss anything. Right. Sometimes we worry about situations, or what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. We got to leave that to God. That God deal with those tough situations. We don't have to deal with it. Let God deal with it. God wants to help us all. But we keep the pure reality of the Lord within our walk with him, we'll go to heaven. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Fools despise his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. All right, let's go to another scripture. Twenty-one and eight. The way of man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. The pure, his work is right. If we stay pure before God, our work will be right. Yes. Pure, the work is right. Well, got a few more scriptures, and then we're going to sit down. Okay. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 5. And 8. Okay. Blessed are the pure in heart. If you're pure, you're blessed by God. Yes. Blessed are the pure in heart. Yes. For they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which persecute, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Saints, those things are coming. Yes. If they haven't already, if they haven't already been, those things are coming to God's people. All right. Rejoice and exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. All right, we're going to move on. Okay. Let's go to Luke 26th chapter. I'm sorry. Luke 1 and 5. I don't know how I got that mixed up. Y'all pray for me now. That's not what I want. Let me see. All right. 1 and 5, Luke. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous. Listen to this. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless. They had purity in them. They was pure. See? They loved the Lord. They was pure. They was clean. And they had no children, no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Now you know, and I know, that when you get to a certain age, well, I don't know if they have babies beyond a certain amount of time, but they come up with some sometimes, but may God help us. She was barren. Yes. And she was up in age.
Yes.
Yeah. She was up in age, and they desired to have a child.
Yes.
And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's offering before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel. Listen now. there appeared unto him an angel. You know, angels are all pure. Of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Now, I wonder why I was on the right side. Jesus is going to be on the right hand of God. So he's on the right hand side of the altar. That right hand means something, folks. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Lord, what is this? And fear fell upon him. He didn't know what to do. But the angel said, now listen now, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. We know about him. John the Baptist. For he, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. They're going to rejoice at his birth. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Now, from his mother's womb, excuse me, he's going to be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Only God can do something like that. Only God. All right. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this, for I am an old man. What happened to Abraham and Sarah? They was up in age. Yeah. They prayed. They had a baby. Name was Isaac. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife, well, stricken in 8 years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel. When them clouds crack, Gabriel will blow his trumpet. Do-do-do-do. The end of time, folks. Yeah. That's the end of time. A lot of people are not going to be ready to meet God. God of Christian people. They have changed. Some people write their own Bible. Like Mormons do. They write their own Bible. Jehovah's Witness. They write their own Bible. You know, I had a neighbor one time. And he was Jehovah's Witness. He built a trailer for me to carry my mower on. When I was down in Florida, when I was working. And I seen him drinking a beer. And I asked him, I said, well, aren't you saved? I thought y'all wasn't supposed to do those kind of things. He said, it's okay. As long as you only take one beer. I said, what? One beer? He said, yeah, I'm allowed to drink one beer. Do you know? Let me tell you something now. Do you know If you drink one beer, you're going to take another one and another one and another one. It's the devil telling them that. That they write their own Bible, like a lot of other churches, denominations. All right. I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of the Lord, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long. And said, what is he doing? They're troubled. They just don't know what to do. And when he came out, he could not speak. He couldn't speak. The Lord gave him a dumb spirit. He couldn't say nothing. He was just... You ever tell your child to zip up his lip? That's what the angel did to him. Zipped up his lip. He couldn't speak. You know why? He couldn't speak because the angel knew that he would see what he spoke to him in there about. Oh, the angel told me, I'm going to have my wife's going to have a baby. So on the dust, dust, and dust. God didn't want it like that. So he zipped up his lip. Well, he couldn't say nothing. Isn't that something? See how God works? All right. Now, Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. How many times you have heard, how many times has God, you have heard God's prayer that you prayed and God just spoke out to you? Yeah. That's the way God does. Brother Hargrave, I'll never forget this. He was praying for my wife and I when we was getting ready to go to camp meeting. And he said, Brother Kimball was in there, and he wanted us to go with him to a certain camp meeting. And Brother Hargrave was praying, and he came out and said, no. No. God said no. So you know what? We left that. We didn't go. Brother Kimball left it alone. We left it alone. Brother Hargrave knew what he was doing. Because he had got something from the Lord, and it just blessed. And everything worked out, saints. All right. And thou shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice of his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah also as said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that standeth in the presence of the Lord, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak unto the day that these things shall be perform, because thou believest not. See? See, the angel of the Lord knew. He didn't believe. Thou don't, that Zechariah, you don't believe it. That's why you're not going to be able to talk. Which shall be fulfilled in thy season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And he came, and it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministrations were accomplished, he departed to his own home house. And after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days of wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. Now listen, listen, folks. God knows, he chooses just what he wants to choose. God don't make no mistakes. He does not make any mistakes, folks. He chose Mary. She was pure. Filled with the Holy Spirit. He knew just who he was picking. See? He knew it. All right. The angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Can the Lord say that to women today? Help us, Lord. Blessed art thou among women. Mary was pure. Pure, 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 folks. You ever heard the whole saying about pure gold or something like that? Solid, solid gold. Well, Mary was pure. Pure, filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Ghost. She didn't go out and honking around. She didn't do that. She was getting ready to get married to Joseph. Now, let's read. Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of situation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou art found favor with God. Can God find favor with us, saints? Help us. We need to be in a place where God will find favor with us. Amen. Found favor with us. He found favor with Mary. She was up doing things for the Lord. Oh, I think about these things. Sometimes you say, Lord, help me. How can I be like that, Lord? It can be done. Cast all your cares upon the Lord today and ask God to help you. He'll do that. Thou art favored with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. She had to be a very, very special woman. If you look in our world today, young people going out, committing fornications. Mary didn't even have a mind to do that. She didn't have a mind to do that. Her mind was fastened and fixed on God. And I believe she loved the Lord with all her might. He loved God. She loved God. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Do you see the linkage that came from all the way from back to David? You remember David back there? If we go back, Israelites wanted a king, didn't they? So Samuel didn't like it. But they kept pressuring him. The Lord told Samuel, they're not rebelling against you, they're rebelling against me. So the Lord just worked things out. Saul came around, and they got their king, but he was very, very disobedient. Samuel, he didn't know what to do but look to the Lord. And God told him to go to the house of Jesse. One of his young men, will be the next king. Will be the next king. So he tried all of them, went on down, and told Jesse, is there another one? I mean, these guys, they don't match up with the Lord wants them. So he said, well, I got one. Younger son out there watching the sheep. He said, bring him here. He brought him there. Glory be to God. That was the one that God wanted in there. Yeah. That's the one he wanted. Samuel picked him and poured, anointed him with oil and things. Lord, help us, Jesus. The linkage of David. This is where Mary come from. See? So it has to tie in someplace. What are we going to do with a message like this? We need God to help us, saints. Time is ending. Clock is ticking away. And the angel then said, Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? I don't know a man. You walk out and walk down the street one day and you see a lady pregnant. And you know there's something there. She's got a baby. What if she said, I've never been touched by a man. And Lord, help us. There's only one, and that was Mary. Never been touched by a man. Well, there are women that come up that never been touched by a man. I'm just saying, Mary was anointed to carry the King. Yes. The King of Peace. Yes. One who died on a cruel cross. Yes. For our sins. And what do people do now? Some people curse the Lord, curse God. They know not what they're doing. They don't know that we're soon going to be ending up. Time is closing off. Where will we spend eternity? Those 10 virgins, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 of them made it to heaven, 5 of them didn't. Knocking on the door. I know you not. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. That's going to be hard for some people in that day, especially if they just lived up under the gospel all their lives. Especially if they lived up under the gospel all their lives. It'll be hard. But may God help us. Mary was a pure woman. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also thou holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now that's only been one time. Yeah. Won't be no more. That's one time. Yeah. This is why we all gotta say fear before the Lord.